PE7ROX, VA7XM.
VA7XM, VE7AQE.
VA7XM, go ahead, sir.
Good evening. Somebody else is awake at this time of the night or morning.
Yeah, it's definitely morning. Getting close to bedtime, but there are people out here.
I guess I've had too many naps during the day, and now I'm awake at night.
Did you say your call was Alpha Echo Oscar?
Negative. It was Hotel Uniform Echo, HUE.
Wow, did I get that wrong? Okay, very good, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Basically, I'm doing okay. Everything other than the fact that I'm wide awake at 1:21 in the morning.
Yeah, I can commiserate. It's getting pretty close to bedtime for myself. I'm just wrapping it up in the shack here.
I was just thinking that when I hear you say XM, I'm almost wanting to hear the numbers 11 following them.
Well, you are dating yourself, sir. XM. In my day, it was XM-12, but the Elmers at the time were the XM-11s.
I was definitely an XM-11. Both of my licenses were one for the base, one for the mobile.
Yeah, and anybody that's listening probably doesn't know what we're talking about, but I was around. I actually still have the printed copies of those.
I'm not sure whether I had them or not, but I lost everything in a fire about 10 years ago, so everything was gone.
Willing to bet that you know your XM-11 call was right off the top of your head, though.
Actually, I know both of them, and I find them as very, very convenient as passwords on my credit cards.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, no, I had three, XM-12-21-343, XM-12-24714, and XM-41837, I think, was the third one.
My goodness, mine were, well, I won't give them out, but they were, one was three digits and the other one was four.
You have definitely been around for a while, sir.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted. It was a very busy time. I got involved with a whole bunch of things. And was very busy, and then when it became unlicensed, it just became intolerable, and I got out immediately.
Yeah, the, it was a time. I really enjoyed that time, that era, and that's what got me into this part of the spectrum. Oh, I'm hearing my VHF going off. Let me just turn that down.
Yeah,
I learned a lot back then.
I got my interest in it as well.
I'm sure you did too.
I didn't really get back. I got involved in something.
There's a lot of people out there that poo-poo the that band, but I learned a lot, and I would never, ever, ever turn it down.
That the beginners to get your ticket, they changed everything. You didn't have to do all the electronics and everything else, and so I, basically took the test and. Half of it by, being in familiar with some of the CD stuff, that it was a crossover.
Well, I look back on that era fondly. I really do. In the 70s, when it was a full craze, and when the Solar Maximus came in, and to use the phrase skip, I really had a lot of fun, and that's what got me into amateur radio, and I've never looked back. And it was purely positive experience.
Yeah, I know the when I had some friends over helping me put the antenna up on the house, they were in the bedroom and hooking up the radio, and I was holding the ladder while my brother was putting the mast up against the house. And my mom comes out and says, "They're talking to Texas on your radio. You can talk to Texas?" And I said, "Oh, yeah."
Yeah, it was amazing what you could do on 4 watts. It was, I easily, back in the day, had equal number of contacts with 4 watts that I do nowadays with 100 or 200 watts.
And all with the, what did I have? It was called the Droopy George ground plane, sitting about 20 feet up.
Well, I started off with a 5/8 wave Radio Shack vertical, and I progressed to the Radio Shack LFK, and then I progressed to a Moonraker Mark IV, and with that antenna, the world was my oyster. I was able to get anywhere I wanted to, and that's really when I got the bug, and nowadays, I don't have anything directional. I'm purely omnidirectional right now, but I'm sure that'll change.
I think there's somebody else in there. Go ahead. No, I guess not. Yeah, I remember those Moonrakers. They were big ones, but they were like a four element and a horizontal and vertical.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. The Mark IV was a four element, vertical, horizontal. It was very impressive performance out of an antenna. A good friend of mine had a pair of co-phased Moonraker Mark IVs, which was two of them, and